Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and this is Bill Duckenberg's 16th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the chief economist for the NFIB. Bill Duckenberg, welcome back, and happy birthday, happy anniversary, baby.
It's an anniversary, huh? Thank you.
How about that? 16 years.
16 years. Went by really fast.
Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does.
Yeah, you joined us this month in the year 2000.
Wow.
How about that?
I'm impressed.
We were both much younger and handsomer in those days.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for 16 great years. And, of course, folks, as you know, Bill Duckenberg, chief economist for the NFIB, and former chairman of the business school of Temple University, and longtime economics professor there, and one of the great leaders of our country out here in the marketplace. He's been conducting the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism for, what is it now, 43 years?
Yeah, first year was the 73.
73, so 43 years. How about that, folks?
Yeah.
And we've been happy to be part of that for 16. So thank you, Bill, for that. And let's get right into the summary, into the report things are up just a little bit. Did I hear that?
Yeah, the index went up a whole whopping point.
A whole point. Take my breath away.
well, you know, that means that we got, you know, positive responses on a fair number of the components. There are 10 components, and I think 5 of them went up and 4 were unchanged and 1 went down just a point. Mm-hmm. So you add all those up and then divide by 10 because you have 10 components. And
we
had a net gain of 12 percentage points.
So we can say we don't like the number, but we like the trend. Is that what we can say?
Yeah, well, it's not much of a trend since this reversed the 3-month declining trend. So we're happy the trend is reversed.
That's what I mean. Yeah, at least we're not digging anymore. We quit digging, right? We quit digging.
Just to put it in perspective, the index is at 93.6, and the average over those 43 years you referred to is 98.
Wow.
And so we're still in a below average recovery or whatever.
Here it is now, folks. It is. Coming up on 8 years.
Yeah.
Since the crash, and what, 9 years since the recession was over.
Yeah.
This summer.
The recession officially ended in June of 2009. The second quarter of 2009, right?
Yeah. And so here we are. We're coming up on all those years and 7 years now since the recession was over, and we can't even get ourselves out of the dirt. We're still barely, you know, making any kind of positive performance. Wouldn't you think somebody in Washington would be ashamed of that?
Well, they ought to be. I mean, it shows up, of course, since we produce half of the private gross domestic product of the economy. It showed up in the numbers in the first quarter. It only grew a 0.5%. I mean, mm-hmm. an economy that we usually think of as growing nicely around 3%, we're down at 0.5%, and that follows a stunningly poor performance in the fourth quarter, 1.4% growth. I mean,
well, and the other thing I like to remind people about, just to put this in perspective, sadly, is in 14 and 15 in the first quarter we were negative.
Yep. Yeah,
if you add the first quarter of the last 3 years together, we're still negative.
Yep, that's right.
For those three quarters,
I mean,
how are you going to have a great? You can't have a great year if you start out negative or near negative.
Right. And our cheerleader, you know, didn't come out and talk about any of it this time, but
right.
I mean, that's what we lack. I mean, who in Washington is the cheerleader for the economy? Is telling us all
there isn't,
you know,
one. Currently, there isn't one. Well,
there
well,
isn't one. Exactly.
There's a cheerleader for how they're spinning the economy.
Yeah.
Unemployment, and they like the way, you know, they think if the stock market is up, that means the economy's good, Bill.
Yeah. Well, the Fed seems to think that. They seem to worry more about month-to-month changes in financial asset prices like stocks and bonds than they do what's going on in the real economy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so I don't know. I would really love to talk to President Obama and ask him very respectfully some questions about the economy. I mean, I really would like to know what he thinks, because I've never heard anybody talk to him about it. Have you, Bill?
Wouldn't you
love to have a simple discussion, not an economics discussion, just a business discussion about the economy without economics? What do you think?
Yeah, that would be good. You know, we just don't hear anything from him. And once in a while, when there's a halfway decent jobs number, he'll come out and tout how many jobs he's created since he came into office. But as we all know, compared to the past, like the 1983 recovery,
right?
You know, it's half as good. Half as good.
Well, and we've got some more information from the report, from the April report of the FIB's April report, folks. That we'll tell a little bit more of that tale too. 22, right back with our anniversary.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.